WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Horns are gleaming, glass and glowing.
That's right, it's Monday at 6 o'clock. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105, and today, accompanied by none other than... Is this Def Leppard, Sean?
It's a little Def Leppard.
Def again with the Def... Is this to gear you or to gear all of us up for your soon-to-be trip to go watch Def Leppard?
No. I was there Saturday night.
Oh, it already happened.
Yes, that's why we're playing a little Def Leppard today.
And you remember it. That means you didn't do it right.
Wait. You don't remember? We talked about this last week.
I remember you had a show coming up. I don't remember when it was.
Yeah. We talked about it last week.
Well, anyway, welcome into the program. Sean's going to talk about his trip to go see Def Leppard. And, of course, we're going to get to the Pocono race. Big win for Ryan Blaney. Lots of fuel strategy. Guess it kind of depends on what you like out of your NASCAR race, whether you found that exciting or a little tedious. But we'll also turn our attention towards the race coming up as it is time for the Brickyard again. So... one of the crown jewels of NASCAR, maybe. Is it still? Do you ever stop going to a major? We'll talk about that. Plus, some more news to get to. Lots of things happening in and around in the garage area as we get closer and closer to playoffs, but also closer and closer to the end of the season. So sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. You know what? Roll up the windows, crank up the air conditioning. It's time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. I am Casey, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, returning from a Def Leppard concert and not even wearing a Def Leppard t-shirt, probably thought they were too expensive.
Yeah, couldn't afford them.
Didn't want to buy one. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
You are so right. That's exactly why I'm not wearing one. You know, I want to hear you say the Unter Glieben Glotten Globen. Like the beginning. Yeah, but I figured you'd have it like really good, you know, the deep Casey Orr voice today.
The deep.
See, when you came in today, I intentionally tried to avoid any conversation with you about the weekend because I wanted to save it till we were live on Rock 105.
To talk about how much fun you had.
Yeah, I had a great time. You know, they poured sugar on me and then... We had open arms, and then Kim and I went our separate ways.
Oh, well, there you go.
A little Def Leppard, a little journey.
So who, I know you're a Def Leppard fan, but who put on the better show?
Def Leppard.
Who sounded more like they sound on their CD
Def Leppard
stream or whatever it is? Really? Okay.
Yes.
You enjoyed them a little better?
I did. I think I had shared with you that I have seen them both together. I saw them at the Bridgestone Arena. And at that time, Journey opened up for Def Leppard, Def Leppard opened up for Journey. This time, Journey opened up for Def Leppard. Actually, the Steve Miller Band opened up first, and then was Journey, and then was Def Leppard.
Steve Miller Band, see, that would be who I'd be more excited to hear.
Well, you know, I didn't really give Steve Miller Band much credit before going. And once we got there, I thought, I know that song. I was thinking they only had a couple of songs.
What?
But they had a lot of music that I recognized and knew.
Steve Miller Band, their greatest hit CD with it, it's got like a horse head and it's blue on the back. It was one of the all-time greatest selling CDs. I mean, like, it's just nonstop bangers, man.
Huh.
Jet Airliner, that's one. Bow, 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 down. Oh, I love Steve Miller Band. I could get down to that.
Really? Well, let me share this with you. So it started at 6 o'clock, and brutally hot. I mean, you know how hot it was here? Probably add another couple of degrees, and that was the way it was in Atlanta. And the stage was out in the middle of the center field area of Truist Park. And so it was facing, you know, back towards the infield. And the sun was coming down and beating right on the stage at 6 o'clock. Well, the main singer, main guy from Steve Miller Band was wearing a hoodie.
Ooh, and a little warm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, of course, I think we've talked about that, or maybe I've talked about this on one of the other shows. You know, during the summer months, you see guys up on the roofs, putting on roofs, and they're wearing long sleeve shirts and they're all wrapped up. And so they do it because it's supposed to be cooler. Well, I guess that's what the guy from Steve Miller Band thought. But there was no air circulating in that stadium. And the concert was sold out. I mean, Truist Park was sold out. There was a couple of sections that they had intentionally not sold because of where they were located. But otherwise, it was a sold out crowd. So anyway, the sun was just beaming down on the Steve Miller Band. Then by the time Journey came on about 7:30, it had started to go down. And so the guys on the stage, you know, were a lot better off. They weren't just beating down with the sun, because you're sitting in the sun versus shade.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference. And so anyway, then Journey went, and Journey was great. And then Def Leppard started. It was after dark by the time they got started, probably 9:30, 9:45, 10.
Were you able to stay up late enough to watch the whole show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I just had me a Monster, and I was good to go.
A Monster, couple.
A good old Ultraviolet.
Couple Margies while you were there? Surely you had some cocktails.
We did make a visit for lunch at Papacita's.
No, know, that's I'm tradition. Talking about at the concert. Did you have any?
Oh, my gosh, heck no.
Because they were $18 a beer?
You know, have you been there before or something?
I have not, but.
Were you just saying that? Just to be,
I'm just throwing out a number.
Yeah. Well, they were $17.99 plus tax
for a beverage,
for a beer.
Ho!
And they were only selling Miller Lite, and they were, and of course, I'm not a beer drinker, so you may have to help me out here. I think they were 20 ounce canned beers.
Okay, that's still a lot per ounce.
Yeah,
so $17.99.
Everything on the menu was plus sales tax.
So it's, you know, $120 to get a good six pack for the show.
A bottle of Dasani water, 20 ounce bottle, $5.99 plus tax.
I just know that tears you up inside.
Oh, it did. It did. I mean, popcorn was like $6.99 or $7.99. My wife had to get a concert T-shirt. I mean, yeah. You know, it was a given.
It used to be $35. $55 now?
$50 plus tax.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I didn't get one.
That is so.
I would have liked to have had one, but I wasn't going to pay $50 for a T-shirt.
Well, get one. I mean, you're not going to. You think it's going to be cheaper next time?
Well, no, I'll just do without.
No, you get one to remember the time. My gosh.
I've got photographs for that.
Oh my Lord!
But of course, I have seen on social media different ads where companies sell concert T-shirts, and you can buy them for about half that.
Yeah, but it wasn't from the concert you went to.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I mean, I can buy a Def Leppard shirt. It doesn't mean I went.
It's the only thing I can think of hotter is the days when I was handling the fuel operations at NASCAR events and being in one of those fire suits a few times. Other than that, I had not been in as hot a conditions as what I was in Saturday.
So it was brutally hot.
Because there was no air in circulation, and you were like, you know, you were confined in an area, just, you know, elbow to elbow.
I didn't get a text from you yesterday, but you know that me and Mrs. Orr celebrated 17 years of marital bliss.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
I thought about that middle of the week, and then I totally forgot after that.
So Saturday night, we went downtown and stayed at the Reed House, went to Bridgman Steakhouse. It was delicious. But we walked over.
Was it worth the value? I mean, did you get your money's worth there?
Well, yeah. I thought,
because that's an expensive place that I usually
can't afford.
Boy,
it's all about money with you. It's so funny. But anyway, so I had a good time, but we walked over to the Westin to go hang out in that bar that's like, you know.
Yeah, you could have stayed there.
You have the beautiful look down on Highway 27. But anyway,
oh, you went to the rooftop bar.
Yeah, the rooftop bar.
Okay.
So I went to hang out there, but you know that's open air, and it was so hot even at night. At like 10 o'clock at night, you walked out there, and it was like we immediately turned around and sat back inside. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I can imagine being out with surrounded by, you know, thousands of your best friends would be pretty warm, especially with the sun out at the concert. But yeah, had a good time. Meal was good. A lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a great time in Atlanta. We stayed there at the Marriott, so we walked to the stadium, which was a perfect location if you're looking to go to a Braves game or a concert.
It's a long walk when it's really hot, too, though.
It wasn't bad at all. I mean, obviously, anywhere you went, if you were outside, it was going to be hot, but it was a lot shorter walk than what I had recalled.
Was your poor wife allowed to get a drink or a water, or did you tell her she couldn't do that either?
I had her on a budget.
No, I figured.
Matter of fact, she got, you know, they've got exclusivity with different products there, and they've got one little vodka mixer drink that have different flavors. I had never seen them before, and she wanted one. This is about halfway through the concert, and they're 12 ounces. $17.99 for one. I mean,
you're so cheap.
I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is so outrageous. That I don't know if I've been to anything that the prices were as high.
But
and I know that's to be expected. But I mean, I was just shocked to see a $17.99 can of beer.
You've never been to Disney, have you?
I have, but it's been a long time.
See, like you walk around and it's all kind of crazy price like that, and it's just, you're just going, I spent so much to get here, so much to stay. At some point, your brain just checks out, and you just, whatever, it is what it is. And I think that's what they kind of count on. But yeah, no, it does not surprise me that stuff's that expensive.
But I had read a story not long ago online. I think it was in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, where the stadium, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium there had been voted or nominated or voted as something having some of the best food at a sporting event. And it was talking about how low the prices were compared to other sporting events. And that was one of the major goals from Arthur Blanks, the owner of the Falcons, when he was putting the deal together to get the stadium built. So I haven't priced food at the Falcons game, but I hear it's very, very affordable. And my buddy Chris Goforth, you know, he's on the radio, Falcons radio network. He talks about how great the food is there often whenever he's down there.
I think that's cool. I mean, you just keep charging more and more people to come to these things. Like when they get in there, let them have some sort of treat. So that's good.
So it was a memorable anniversary.
We had a big time. I mean, you know, 17 is, I don't know, there's nothing all that special about it, but no, we had fun. It was just kind of nice to get away, you know. I laugh. Mm-hmm. We finally get away from the kiddo, but then we go to dinner and all we do is talk about the kiddo, you know. That's kind of how,
and how much you miss her.
Yeah, and like, well, we can't wait to get home to see her tomorrow. So and of course I felt guilty of not hanging out with her Saturday, so I took her to the pool yesterday when it was 8,000 degrees, but that was fun. So, but yeah, we had a really good time.
So you said the food was good. How was the stay at the Reed House? I've never stayed there before.
Oh, man. Listen, and you'd like it because the price is very reasonable for downtown. Very, very cool place.
What's reasonable?
Well, we had a little special. We know people, so I got a little special rate. But I want to say it's $180 to $250, depending on what kind of room. But that's not bad for downtown. I mean, when the Westin's $350, I think.
Yeah, we've stayed at the downtown Marriott the last few years of the Pink Gala, and usually it's around $159, $169 there. So yeah, that's right in line.
Yeah. So, but we got a little special rate.
Did you ask for the haunted room?
I did not. No, I didn't need, you know.
Did you think about the hotel being haunted while you were there?
Not at all.
Yeah.
No, slept really good too. It was so quiet. I enjoyed it.
Well, glad you had a good anniversary.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hopefully, you'll see your 20th.
That's the plan, anyway.
If you behave,
if I don't screw it up before then, stay
out of trouble.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
So, but no golf over the weekend?
Oh God, no. I wanted to stay. I wanted to see 17, so I couldn't go.
Well, just remember,
but it's,
you can go
hot.
Play golf whenever you want.
Yeah, you're right. That's kind of like, we as husbands can do whatever we want. It's going to make life not fun at home, but we can legally do it. But it is so hot right now, Sean.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was brutal.
You know, out there measuring fences, you know, you're outside for 30 minutes. And I feel bad. I don't want to complain because, my God, I'm not the guy actually putting the fences in. But just getting out and measuring them, God, you just want to melt.
Just think about your guys that are putting those in.
Oh, I know. They're way tougher than I am.
I mean, they're doing it all day long. And there's a lot of digging in the ground that goes along with that job. Or do they have much automated digging equipment?
Most of it's still hand dug. And listen, it's in South Tennessee, North Georgia area, a lot of rock. It's not the softest dirt in the world. So it's a tough job.
And when you go cut the deal with a customer, you have no idea how difficult it is to put those posts in the ground. Correct. As far as hitting rock or whatever.
Yeah. We're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
We're not going to charge extra for it like some of those yahoos out there. We're just going to do the job we agreed on.
Well, before we head to the break here, why don't you tell everybody about where you're at and how they can get in?
If you're looking for a little more security at the house or wanting to give the pet a place to run around, or maybe even the kids, go to fence.net and give us a call at Quality Fence. Come out, we'll measure, go over all the different options. And right now we've got some promotions going on. There's financing options available, so you can get whatever you want. Just go online and book your appointment today at fence.net.
So any kind of fence, whether it's wood, chain link, aluminum,
vinyl,
it doesn't matter.
We have the best price on aluminum that we've had since I've been there. And we bought a big old truckload. Trailer load after trailer load. No, we bought a big truckload of it. So call us now if you need that. If your HOA requires it.
Aluminum fence. That's the pretty stuff.
Yeah.
Fence.net. All right. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We are going to break down the entire weekend at Pocono Raceway, get you caught up with how everything is looking as we get closer and closer to the NASCAR playoffs. And, of course, we are presented to you by Optimize U. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. That's OptimizeUChattanooga.com. We come back, we promise, we're going to be talking all about NASCAR.
Can you tell we went to Pocono this weekend?
We're going to be talking all about NASCAR when we come back. We got more to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize U has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock getting you up to speed on all the news and information you need to know about our favorite motorsport of NASCAR. We promised to talk NASCAR. So far, it's been Def Leppard, how was your weekend radio? But we're getting ready to do Racing Talk Radio to talk about the Great American Getaway 400. Presented by VisitPA.com that saw Ryan Blaney come out on top of a race that, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. Either you really like it because there was some serious fuel strategy going on, or you don't like it because there was some serious fuel strategy going on. You had some wrecks during restarts. You had some people getting upset. I think that's kind of par for the course these days. But when it all shook out, Ryan Blaney, who didn't, you know, he's last year's champion, but didn't have a banner start to the year, is now starting to stack up wins in the summer months, and which is a good time to gain momentum, especially as the playoffs are right around the corner.
Yeah, Blaney scored his first victory of the season last month when he was at Iowa. And has finished outside the top 10 only once since then. So Penske Racing has sort of turned it up a little bit. And also Ryan Blaney led the final 44 laps to get his second victory of the year. I got a little Ryan Blaney trivia for you, Casey.
Ryan Blaney trivia.
Yeah, you ought to be able to knock this one
out. His dad was known as the Buckeye Bullet.
Ryan Blaney got his first win in 2017. Where was it at, and who was he driving for?
Ryan Blaney won in 2017.
His first career cup
where
victory.
Was he before he went to Penske? Man, I should know that. Childress, perhaps?
No. It's with a team that has a close reliance with Penske. The oldest team currently in the sport.
Wood Brothers?
The Wood Brothers.
And I want to say if it was the Wood Brothers, he had to have won. I want to say Pocono.
You are correct.
Because that's the only reason you bring this question.
I told you you'd knock
it out. But I was about to go Super Speedway. But yes, yeah. Pocono. Well, it's technically
he got his
Speedway.
Second victory at Pocono Raceway yesterday. And that's the place where he got his first victory of his career. I had forgotten that he used to drive for the Wood Brothers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I've just always thought that he's been at Penske his entire career, but that is not the case. Of course, Martin Truex Jr. won the first stage. Denny Hamlin won the second stage. And I'll say this for Pocono. Pocono is better, in my opinion, than it was several years ago, but it's still not a race that I just get all excited about.
Well, and a lot of troubles getting to the racetrack. Lots of traffic issues. I was checking it out on social media. There were a lot of people upset. Apparently, it was taking hours to get because this track's in the middle of nowhere and a lot of two-lane roads to get there. Mm-hmm. But it's a track NASCAR's been going to forever. And yes, Sean, like I said, there's a lot of strategy. And sometimes that is a lot of fun to watch. Restarts there are fun because, my God, they did a still shot the other day. There were seven cars wide. It was like driving in Atlanta. seven cars wide. And, yeah. Of course, when that happens, things do happen. But the racetrack is so big. It's got the longest straightaway in all of NASCAR. Clean air plays a huge role, and that can be a bummer for someone because it isn't always the best neck and neck.
I was just sitting here thinking, what other tracks do we go to that they can get that wide.
It used California. That was the one.
Okay, so we got
Auto Club.
Yeah,
they can get that wide. And
probably at times we've seen that at Talladega.
Maybe at Talladega,
but that's probably not the norm.
They never get more than four wide, and that's only for a short bit.
Well, yeah, but sometimes there's some crazy driving.
Yeah, there's some goofy stuff at the end of races. But really, like, those two are the only ones where you just see when there's a restart, everybody fans out, and a lot of
maybe Michigan.
Michigan, you can probably do it. That's a big wide racetrack. But a lot of it, the reason everyone's so aggressive at Pocono is clean air matters so much. Mm-hmm. If you don't get it at the restart, you may not see the leader again. So those parts are exciting. But yeah, we were treated to, I guess it was a typical Pocono race. You either like it or you hate it. Ryan Blaney loves it because he wins there.
Another piece of factual information regarding Ryan Blaney and Penske. A few hours after the organization swept the IndyCar doubleheader in Iowa, which was Scott McLaughlin winning on Saturday night and Will Powers winning on Sunday, Team Penske won not only won at Pocono for the first time since 2011. Not only did Blaney get the win, but Joey Logano finished fourth for his first top five at Pocono since 2016.
Dang. So Joey Logano gets the award for craziest year. Yeah. I mean, it's very, very much a Ricky Bobby year. I'm either first or I'm last. But yeah, good running for Penske. They obviously know how to get around those tracks.
All right, let's get into the results of the race at Pocono. And as we were talking a moment ago, Blaney gets the win. It's the 12th victory in 327 NASCAR Cup Series races. And of course, his second victory of the year. Denny Hamlin came in second. He posted his 23rd top 10 finish in 35 races. Another interesting piece of information about Denny Hamlin is his runner-up result snapped his streak of five consecutive finishes outside the top 10.
Well, that's good.
It is good, but I didn't realize that he had been outside the top 10 the last five races. He's had a lot of good races. He's ran well. It's just there's been a problem at the end, something that's caused him not to have a good finish. Alex Bowman came in third. He posted his fifth top 10 finish in 15 races at Pocono. In fourth spot, we had William Byron, fifth, Joey Logano, sixth, Tyler Reddick. Seventh is Brad Keselowski, eighth Martin Truex Jr., ninth Chase Elliott, and 10th Bubba Wallace.
Chris Buescher in 11th, Christopher Bell 12th, Kyle Larson 13th, Chase Briscoe 15th, Austin Cindric 18th, AJ Allmendinger 21st place, Austin Dillon 23rd, Michael McDowell 24th. Get down the road a little bit to the guys that had a bad day. Man, a guy that didn't need a bad name but had one, Kyle Busch, followed by Stenhouse Jr., Ross Chastain in 36th. Only 37 cars were at the race.
Ty Gibbs came in 27th and was on the pole. So a little rough day there. There were eight caution flags for 34 laps and eight lead changes among nine drivers. Of course, I spoke about Denny Hamlin, Alex Bowman, a week after winning Chicago. To break his 80 race winless streak, he had a good top five finish. The drivers that had a bad day, Kyle Busch, the trouble, the disappointment,
man,
the sadness.
He's ready for 24 to be over.
Just continues. He had contact with Corey LaJoy that caused him ending his time in the race in a wreck. It's his fifth in the last seven races that Busch has failed to finish. That just doesn't sound right.
Yeah, and
I know that it is, but to hear that that's Kyle Busch, it just doesn't add up.
Well, it's funny. It's like he's finally having the experience we thought he would have when he came over to Richard Childress, but instead he started winning races, and we're like, oh, they got this figured out. But they don't have it figured out. He's back to running very poorly. He's in a win in order to make the playoffs kind of mode right now. I don't think he can points race his way back into this thing. And I've seen nothing on the racetrack that makes you think, oh, this team is just one break away from making that a reality. It's got to be pretty tough to be in the in the bush camp right now.
You know how I used to say we have the new and improved Kyle Busch?
Every year, yeah.
Yeah. I definitely think that that happened a few years ago.
He's handling this
because
better.
Oh, yeah, because if had this happened 5 years ago and before in his career, his head would have already exploded. He would have already been throwing things. He would have already been doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Don't you agree?
Well, he also, you know, the comedian Chris Rock famously said, guys are as faithful as their options, you know, kind of making that joke. And you can kind of apply that to Kyle Busch. Is Kyle's behavior is based on his options. If he blew up, there's not exactly a line of teams ready to sign him because of age and probably salary requirements. Doesn't have anything to do with talent.
Well, but and then primarily before that, you got to say people that would have a place to put him.
Exactly. So a lot of that has to be, you know what? He doesn't have a whole lot of other options. He's kind of got to grin and bear it. And we'll see what comes out the other side.
Another driver I want to make comment about, Ross Chastain. He crashed and finished 36. Chastain holds the final playoff spot with 5 races left in the regular season. So that is another driver that has not had the kind of season that we would have expected.
Yeah, it's it is. I don't know. I guess the longer I become a fan, or the longer I've been a fan, the longer you see these guys that were young when I started watching, now kind of aging out, you're thinking, man, if he could just turn it around, if he would, you know, catch a break here or there. It doesn't feel like that for Kyle Busch. However, doubt Kyle Busch at your own peril. He could very easily show up at Brickyard, win a race, and his entire season turns around.
Yeah. This was race number 21. We have 5 more races to go as we approach the NASCAR playoffs, and we'll be headed to Indianapolis coming up this weekend, and then we've got the 2 weeks off as NASCAR takes a break and NBC starts to begin their coverage with the Olympic Games. I'm not happy about this, Casey. 2 week break, it's just not necessary.
Well, you know, it kind of, what's that do to momentum? Like, Ryan Blaney's got to be going, let's race every day right now. Well, yeah, you're about to take 2 weeks off, but it's also could be a great reset for teams like Kyle Busch. Hey, let's take 2 weeks off. Everyone relax. Let's go get it.
Can't make everybody happy, can you?
I tell you what.
Yeah, for sure.
$17 beers.
That's right. Thankfully, I don't drink beer, so I save myself some money. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We come back, we'll get into the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series and talk a little bit about what some of the TV networks are doing that's going to be coming into NASCAR in 2025. Some of the names that are floating around that are in discussion about being the guys in the booth. So we'll get into that. And also, too, talk a little bit about Bubba Wallace and his fine last week of $50,000. And then we'll discuss a little bit more about the NASCAR playoff picture, about who's in, who's on the bubble, and who must win. We've got all that and more as we continue. And, of course, we are presented to you by Optimize U. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. We show up each and every Monday at 6, getting you caught up on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today we've been talking about Ryan Blaney's big win at the Great American Getaway 400, presented by VisitPA.com. It was Blaney's, third win of the season, I believe. He is firmly into the playoffs. Continuing to defend his title. It was his second win of the season, his second at Pocono all time. And now our attention turns towards what used to be one of the biggest races on the calendar. Went away for a couple years, now it's back. It's the Brickyard. Sean, we're heading to Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Brickyard 400. That is coming up this Sunday. And the thing is, after the Brickyard, we're going to have a little break. Which means we go on break too, right, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have a two-week break as well. Brickyard 400 presented by PPG Sunday, July 21st, and that is going to be on NBC. So you'll get to see the Brickyard 400 back on TV.
By the way, Casey was kidding. You have to deal with us every Monday all the way into November.
Listen, all I'm saying is if the good people of NASCAR can take a break for the Olympics, why can't we?
Yeah, but see, we got a lot of friends out there, and they enjoy listening to us on their ride home.
They'll be just fine. Well,
plus they got to keep up with, you know, how Casey's doing and how the Oars are doing.
Don't you record all of these? Aren't these available on any and all podcasts?
Yeah, the racing
platforms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have super producer Chuck just do some little chop chop chop. All right, we make a best of.
Chop, chop, chop.
Yeah, they take the audio and chop it up and put it together. We have a kind of like a couple best of shows.
And That'd be tough.
We could take a few. Listen.
Because there's a lot of best of.
I think it'd be tough to find enough, quite frankly.
You so underestimate our talent.
And then we can have a couple Mondays off, man. Go to the pool, you know, go to the gym. And you could finally have leg day.
I can't do leg day twice in one Monday.
Wow. You know, some people say you don't do it the first time.
Yeah. That's because they don't know any better. And people like you wouldn't have any idea because all you do is ride by a gym.
That's right.
You never even stop.
I you know what?
If you would make a commitment of going, I would have you a membership.
Being in shape is your thing, and I don't want to take your thing away from you. Okay?
Yeah, but
if I got in shape, that's all anybody would talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's all anybody to talk about. Well, I want to see you stay healthy for years to come because, you know, it'll be a few more years before Evelyn's out of school. She's gone on to find Mr. Perfect, and she gets married and starts having children. You know, you want to still be healthy and young and be able to be a granddad.
Oh, I don't know. By then, I may just be like, put me in the grave, man. just I can't handle kids again.
Of course, by then you're probably going to need a new liver.
Oh, that definitely. if I keep doing it right.
From all the beer you drink while you play golf. But otherwise, you know, hopefully I can keep you healthy.
Yeah, we were talking that the hardest thing about golfing in weather this hot is you've got to drink so much beer to stay cool. It just really messes with
is you. That what it is? Well, I tell you what, you would have spent a fortune if you'd have been at Truist Park.
Oh, I would have been. No, $18 a beer. I would have been like, well, good thing I showed up drunk.
So I take it you hadn't been to a Braves game in a long time.
It's been a while. Well, yeah, a couple years ago, got to see...
Well, I don't know if that's
Shohei Ohtani.
I don't know if that's their everyday price for a Braves game.
I don't think it's every day. It's because I bought a few beers. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. All right.
I would have remembered $18 beer.
Of course, we will be here even though NASCAR is off for those 2 weeks. So NASCAR will be back in session August 11th after this weekend's race. So we got July 21st, August 11th, August 18th, August 24th. And then we get to Darlington September 1st to determine who are going to be the 16 drivers to make it into the final 10 races of the NASCAR playoffs. All right, let's move on to the point standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. We've got Chase Elliott leading right now, but he's only 3 points ahead of second place Kyle Larson. Third, we got Tyler Reddick. Fourth, Denny Hamlin. And fifth is William Byron.
All right, and continuing on with the I'm sorry, I was actually looking.
Well, they're on the big screen.
Well,
there,
I was looking at the schedule because Sean, I don't think I realized there's not a lot of time left in the season.
No, it's going quickly.
We're taking 2 weeks off, and then
we got five races, and that's
it. It's like you got five. Hey, Kyle Busch, you've got five races.
After this weekend, we got four
to get it done.
That's even with 2 weeks off.
Martin Truex Jr. sixth spot, seventh Ryan Blaney. Eighth, Christopher Bell. Ninth, Brad Keselowski. Good run for him this weekend. 10th, Alex Bowman. 11th, Ty Gibbs. 12th, Chris Buescher. 13th, Ross Chastain. 14th, Joey Logano. 15th, Bubba Wallace racing his way into the top 16, along with Chase Briscoe. However, Daniel Suarez in 17th and Austin Cindric in 19th both have race wins. They would knock out Chase Briscoe and Bubba Wallace in the standings. And would make it into the playoffs if it were to start today. So, the highest place driver without a win, Martin Truex Jr. in sixth spot. He is firmly in. He's going to make the playoffs. However, you get down to about 11th spot with Ty Gibbs, who's had a pretty decent year. Chris Buescher 12th, Ross Chastain 13th. None of those guys have wins. There are going to be a lot of rearview mirror watching the next five weeks.
That is for sure. And here, let me kind of paint the picture of the way the NASCAR playoffs are looking at this point. Of course, it consists of 16 drivers, the regular season champion, and then 15 drivers ranked by wins with ties broken by points. We got 12 drivers that have won so far, meaning up to four spots could be available on points. In the unlikely scenario where there are five new winners in the final five regular season races, meaning 17 drivers would have won during the regular season. The winner with the fewest regular season points would miss the playoffs, which that's sort of unlikely, but it's possible. So who's in, who's on the bubble, and who is at win at all costs? Well, there's seven drivers that have locked in their spots because they have multiple wins. Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, William Byron, Christopher Bell, Ron Blaney, Chase Elliott, Tyler Reddick. Then there are another three drivers with one win, and for all intents and purposes, they are locked in. Brad Keselowski, Alex Bowman, Joey Logano, Daniel Suarez, and Austin Cindric. Then we come to where there is drivers like Martin Truex Jr., is his best position with 70 points on the edge. We got Ty Gibbs. He's 23 points ahead of Chris Buescher, who is 17 points ahead of Ross Chastain and Bubba Wallace. These are the guys that are behind. These are the five winless drivers who would be battling for the current four spots available solely on points. And that is if we don't have any new winners.
Yeah.
So your prediction.
You're taking into account that there will be no new race winners.
Yeah. So your prediction. Do you think we will have any more new race winners? Or do you think that we'll have these four positions that would be available solely on points, because the remaining five races, the wins would be with drivers that have already won before. What's your prediction?
I do think we're going to have a new race winner, but I do think it's probably going to be Martin Truex Jr., and he's already locked in. So his getting a race win locks him in, but he's essentially locked in just based on points anyway. The question is, well, but there be another first-time winner? Mm-hmm. Man, we've talked about it. Bubba Wallace.
Out of those four drivers, out of the five drivers, there's four that I think have a good chance of winning.
Kyle Busch is a danger to win anytime. Chase Briscoe's had a decent year. Bubba Wallace always seems like he's there, but always seems like he finds a way to not get it done. Ty Gibbs, breakthrough is going to happen eventually. Chris Buescher, I don't know. Ross Chastain is going to be my number one. Besides Truex Jr., Ross Chastain is going to be my number one pick for winless driver to get a win.
The four of the five drivers that I think have got a great chance is Martin Truex Jr., Ty Gibbs, Chris Buescher, and Ross Chastain. I don't put Bubba Wallace on the list. If I got to narrow it down to two drivers, I'm going to go with Ty Gibbs and Ross Chastain as
Ty Gibbs. So you think
possibly two drivers to get their first win?
You would think Ty Gibbs before any of those, even though his next win will be his first. Correct?
No, he's won before, hasn't he?
54.
Not this year. He hasn't, obviously, but he's got a career. He's won before in his career. I don't know how many times. Let me see if we can tell what that looks like. I don't have that information, but yeah, he's got a win under his belt,
but doesn't have one this year.
But not this year. Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see the 54 team getting a win.
He ran well at Chicago.
Yeah, he ran well at Chicago. Well, yeah, but that we don't go to another race like that. I think Truex Jr. is bound to get a win. He always does. And after that, Chastain, you know.
And you look at the tracks we're headed to. Richmond, Michigan, Daytona, and Darlington. If I'm not mistaken, Ty Gibbs has won at Darlington before. Daytona is possibly anybody's game.
Daytona will be the major one. You know, Daytona is one of those races you can have. I mean, anybody in the top 29. I mean, Michael McDowell could get a win at Daytona.
We could see Michael McDowell be one of those.
Completely change this entire thing. I think that's why it'll be so so important and so entertaining. But, yeah, I don't know. I'll go with Chastain and Truex Jr. Those two are going to get wins. Everybody else is battling out on points. Man, I'm pulling for – I never thought I'd say this. I'm pulling for Kyle Busch to do something cool and get a win. That's just nothing about that team that feels like they've got anything on their side.
Is Kyle Busch on your prayer list?
I don't think I'd pray for a win for him, but he's on my watch list.
I think that he could probably use some of that right now.
Yeah, he can use some good luck. I'll give him good luck. I don't know if I'm going to give him
it is sad and disappointing at the same time to watch Kyle's season this year. It's all of the above emotions.
Well, it's the year we thought he would have last year. But he surprised us, and now it's like it's back to reality. I don't know. It's better for the sport if he's in there.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I would agree with that. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We come back, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. If you've missed any portion of today's show, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. You can find that by tomorrow morning, so you can go back and listen to today's show again. Or if you've missed any past shows and you want to go check those out, be sure and find those also at your favorite podcast platform. More NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at optimizeyouchattanooga.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Casey Orr, Sean Whitfield, getting you ready for the Brickyard 400 coming up. Sean, do you think the Brickyard is still, it is still the Great American Raceway, right? I mean, it's the most famous.
Well, the Great American Race is Daytona.
Great American Race. Well, that's why I said Raceway. It is the All-America, whatever they call it.
I'm not sure what their slogan is.
The home of American auto racing, or whatever you want to call it. Indianapolis Motor Speedway is, you know, it's the church of motorsports in this country, if you will. But it's not built for NASCAR. There's a reason they didn't go there for a long time. When we started going, it was cool. It became like this race you wanted to win. It kind of felt like it was forced on us as one of the majors, perhaps. But, Sean, it never produced a lot of great racing. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the all-time tire blunders of NASCAR history happened there. Back when we had to do heat racing, when I think Jimmy Johnson ended up winning that year, when you'd run 10 laps and change tires, 10 laps and change tires. And, Sean, that would stop going there for a while, and now it's back. Do you think it still holds the same meaning, I guess, for fans and drivers alike?
I don't think it does compared to what it did at one time. The inaugural Brickyard was in 1994. And the reason I remember that year so well is I was at that inaugural race. And it was a huge deal. It was like nothing bigger and better had came to the sport in a long time when NASCAR put Indianapolis Motor Speedway on the schedule. And it held a sense of prestige for many years to come after that. And then we had the tire debacle there, and I don't remember how many years ago that's been.
That's been 2014, maybe?
About 10 years ago is what I'm thinking.
The other thing I remember, Juan Pablo Montoya was like two or three turns from winning that thing, and something screwed up, and oh, God, he felt terrible.
And it just seems like that over the last 10 years that the prestige of that track has sort of diminished a little bit. Indianapolis will always be at a certain high level, but as far as producing some of the best racing that we have in the series, it doesn't. That's one of the reasons why we left the big track and went to the road course, is we were trying to get better racing.
And you wonder, did we come back because it's easier, or because the racing wasn't any better on the road course?
I think it was the latter, and I think the prestige of the big track, when you add that to the big picture. It's what the fan base would rather have,
or what the broadcasters would rather have, more likely. Because yeah,
probably some of that.
I don't see anybody clamoring like, "Oh man, it's the Brickyard, so cool." Now, I do think drivers still want to win. They still want to kiss the bricks. Still a super cool trophy to have in the old trophy case. Mm-hmm. But I do think some of the, I don't know, I guess a little bit of shine's off the apple.
I would agree. It's certainly not one of my favorites. It's been a long time since Indy has excited me, compared to back early in the days. But is there a place on the schedule? Yeah, I would say so. Thankfully, we only go there one time, because if it was on there twice, I think that would be way too much.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, let's get into some news in the world of NASCAR. I want to talk for just a moment about the NASCAR Media Rights Partners that is on tap for 2025. The networks are already in the middle of lining up their on-air talent next year. Here is a name that I think you'll probably be pretty pleased to hear, maybe a part of calling NASCAR in the booth. Marty Smith.
Hey.
Has been known of a jack-of-all-trades reporter for ESPN over several sports for a long time. And, of course, I remember back in the early 2000s, before he got into television, Marty was a reporter for NASCAR.com. So his roots go way back into NASCAR, and then he ended up on ESPN, and he's been there ever since. Of course, he's in discussions with Prime Video and Warner Brothers Discovery about being a part of the booth, hosting play-by-play responsibilities next year for the NASCAR Cup races that they will be carrying. Also, Adam Alexander has been in conversations about being with Prime Video next year. Along with Dell Earnhardt Jr.
I'm okay. I like that.
Pairing?
I like Adam Alexander a lot. Underrated.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Steve Letarte is currently with NBC, as we all know. He is also in conversations with Prime Video and Warner Brothers Discovery. So there's a possibility he could be there. Also, there is some serious conversation going on with the CW network and Adam Alexander is a play-by-play for CW, since Adam has been covering the NASCAR Xfinity Series for a number of years for Fox, and CW has the full schedule for 2025 and beyond.
Well, I mean, hey, good for him. Love for my buddy Adam to get work, but
Adam does have that relationship and history with Xfinity. He's been around that a long time.
CW is where sporting events usually go to die, so I don't know if a lot of people are going to tune in.
I'm going to give CW a fresh new perspective. They're putting their money into making that network better. It's a major network, and they're bringing on a variety of sports. They're involved now in NFL. I think they're involved or becoming involved with the NBA. So I think CW is a network that I don't know if you could say would ever be a major player in the sports world, but I think they're going to be a player in years to come.
Well, they have enough stations. They have enough reach that it makes sense for sports to go with them. You just worry about what is the production value going to be, especially in a sport that requires quite a bit. I mean, NASCAR is not just take a few cameras and see what happens.
Because you basically got five major networks. You got ABC, NBC, and CBS. Then you have Fox, and then you have CW. So you basically have five.
Yeah, but it's fifth in a five-horse race usually.
yeah, there's no question about that.
Maybe they'll do all. I just, as a golf fan, you try to watch the LIV Golf, and they carry that, and it's not. Yeah, nobody watches.
CW now owns, or they started a few years ago, News Nation. You ever watch News Nation?
Mm-mm.
I've started watching that over the last 6 or 8 months. It's supposed to be news that's kind of down the middle, you know, not focusing on left or right, but sharing both perspectives.
Just actual news?
Yes, and they do a pretty decent job. you know, that being said, if CW wants to pay us a ton of money to simulcast this show, we're totally for it. And I can change, you know, I can change my mind on how great of a network I think they are pretty quickly.
I don't think Adam wants this competition.
Maybe right. I bet it keeps him up at night.
It's just some tough competition. Hey, NASCAR is looking to add a fifth premier partner. We know Anheuser-Busch is a partner, Xfinity, Coke, Geico, and they are looking to possibly bring on a fifth. The annual primary sponsorship in the Cup Series is usually 3 to 5 years, and it's running around $15 million.
And you know
that's
what?
Less than I would have expected.
And I bet if two companies showed up, they'd be excited to add a sixth premier partner.
You're probably right.
That's the least surprising news ever.
You're probably right. All right, sir. Any final words before we go today?
Have a great week. Let's talk Brickyard 400 next Friday before I talk you into giving us a couple weeks off.
You mean next Monday?
Next Monday. Well, and Friday. Yeah. I may be talking about it next Friday.
You won't be talking about it next Friday.
Just because no one will hear.
The race is not till Sunday.
We'll talk about it.
You're all messed up. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We'll be back here, right here on Rock 105 next Monday at 6 p.m. to get you up to date with all the latest news in the world of NASCAR and information on and off the racetrack. Don't forget to also find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio, download. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.